Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are in January, the middle, already the first week of January. January 7th, this will be airing, and we still don't see a Christmas tree behind you.
I know. By the time we actually have this tree up, we'll be taping February stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, you know, because you and I have talked about how we so much enjoy, you know, Christmas decorations.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's just fun, you know, the beauty of it all and the magnificence of it all. And so, you know, this year, you know, the boys are in school or, you know, in college. And then we are, there's two things we're doing. Linda and I in for about 10 days in the middle of December.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up soon. Well,
yeah.
Soon for us while we're taping.
Yeah.
It'll be past when they hear this.
Yeah. But we are going to Germany. Linda's family's from Germany and lives in Germany. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go with us on a little kind of a mini driving trip through Bavaria and Austria to go visit the Christmas markets.
Yes, Christkindlmarkt, so fun.
It's just been, you know, one of the 100 things in life that, you know, that we are the desires of our heart. And all of a sudden it just came about because of this interesting thing that happened to an airline ticket where we had basically a free ticket to go back. So
we're
doing it. And so we're going to do that. And then we're going to come back. Heath and Rebecca are going to be with us. And then we're going to come back through Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to spend time, you know, remember when in Paul and Barnabas's missionary journey, they went back and visited churches that they had started? And we're going to do that. We're going to go back and talk to all these pastors and reinforce and how's it going and what's God saying, and we're going to support you and keep doing more.
I love
and so
that.
We're going to be doing
God's
that.
Really moving in Iceland.
He is, in a big way.
There's a lot going on.
And we get to be part of that. We know that, and we know those people, so it'll be fun to, we're going to spend a couple of days just meeting with people, and it's going to be mm-hmm. quite fun that we have a privilege of. We're going to be gone. Kids aren't going to be here. You know, we even talked about, yeah, do we even do much at all? And Linda says, yeah, I still want to have decorations, you know? And so,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we're actually, interesting enough, we're going to do something similar to what you do. We're going to have the table at Thanksgiving all set up for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then, the next day we're going to decorate the main floor, you know, and so we got that all ready to go. And then we weren't going to do anything for the boys because they come back and they'll stay in their rooms. And Linda says, yeah, why don't we set that up ahead of time? So we've actually, mm-hmm. I'll get that set up already.
That's great.
Christmas trees and they're decorated, you know, and they're already up.
Yep.
For them, and they'll have a great time with it. And then because they're going to be here in January, about 3 weeks, Linda said, let's just leave it all up during January.
Yeah, because you'll be away a lot of December and not getting to enjoy it, really.
Yeah. And then they could all enjoy that. So we're going to do that. So
that's great.
We'll know, you'll be able to, everybody will see the date that we passed, which should be the next time we tape, we'll see that Christmas tree.
It should be, yes.
You. And, you know, goodness. What we should do, Kathy, is set up a virtual picture behind you, you know, and it looks like Christmas now.
Yes. Well, just for the record, the upstairs I have started. I have two of the trees complete upstairs right now. So still working on the rest of the upstairs. Yeah. So, cause I'll transform the upstairs before Thanksgiving.
Then
on family decorating day, the whole downstairs gets done. So
fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's an important part of our life. We've learned how to enjoy it without it being overwhelming. So it's, mm-hmm. we know it's beautiful. Hope you're doing the same thing, everybody. So we're talking about forgiveness, reconciliation. We're in this process of reconciliation. We have a ministry of reconciliation. He says, you know, don't let roots of bitterness be in you and pray that others don't let it happen to them. And he said, so a ministry is to offer them the opportunity to process the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's, by the way, that's what forgiveness is all about, is that with honor and respect, I could sit down with somebody and say, would you like to talk about this? Mm-hmm. And all I do is share the truth. This is what happened. This is what you did. This is how it offended me. This is why it was wrong. And I would like to talk to you about that.
Right.
And then we find out which direction they're going to go.
Right.
Either softness, which means I really would like to process this. I'm so sorry that it affected you this way. And a lot of times, interesting enough, and I've seen this happen in my life, is that when I talk to somebody or somebody says that to me, it's like, oh, I didn't even realize that.
Mm-hmm.
It was no intention at all to have right. you be impacted by that. And it was inadvertent. I wasn't thinking, or I didn't even realize it. You know, I'm so sorry. Or somebody, when I say it to them, is like, you know what? I didn't intend to have that happen at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't even know that it bothered you.
Right. It's interesting. As you say that, one of the things I think about, though, too, is just the need to remember and to give space for people to have time to process. So I think about, you said, with honor and respect, you're able to go with them. Well, for you to have done that, you have already taken time to go before God, let him examine your heart, let him work with you. So you're coming into this conversation several steps ahead of the person you're about to present it to. But that's true, right?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we expect them to respond with the same whatever we've been doing for the last several weeks of processing or several days or hours or whatever it is that we've done. But us coming in and expect them to have had the same amount of time and on-ramp to digest this, and then we want them to respond the way that our heart has gone. And the reality is we may just be teeing it up to them for the very first time. And that now they're going to have to take some time to go process that with God before they can even come back and finish this conversation with us.
Yeah, yeah. And so if there's a softness with, oh, I didn't recognize that, I'm sorry, you know, mm-hmm. let's talk about it. Okay, that's already there. If there's a hardness, and what you're suggesting, see, is our next step.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, I know what you said, but I would like you to understand that what happened to me really did impact me in a negative way. And would you be willing to go spend some time thinking
yes.
about that? And then let's get back together.
Yeah.
So in other words, it doesn't have to happen all at once.
Right.
Or even the first time. And I love what you're saying there, is that this could be a surprise to somebody.
Right.
And their natural, reaction is defensiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they naturally deal
right.
with stuff. And they're in the flesh.
And we need to be gracious in that.
Yeah. And they're in right? the flesh. So their natural response is that. So it would be, okay, I understand that. I would like you, why don't you go spend some time thinking about this? And if they're a believer, you know, go process with mm-hmm. God. And then let's get back together and keep going with this. And don't, in other words, don't let it escalate there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Because if they have a hard response, it could stimulate a hard response back.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if that's how you've geared, like, you know, we talked about, you know, the way that my mom treated me, that hardness, if anybody has that hardness toward me, mm-hmm. I have a tendency to react into that because that's my pattern. See?
Right.
So when she did that, oh yeah. And I jump into mm-hmm. it, you know? And so I've got to work at that, is that
right.
when somebody gets hard with me, I know. You know, where God would, and he would tell me, Rich, if I was you, I wouldn't say what you're about ready to do, you know, and okay, got it, you know, but other people may not be there. And so that's okay. Don't let it escalate and don't debate and don't fight. We'll talk mm-hmm. about, you know, some of the truth about that, but just say, okay, well, I don't really agree yet with that. I think that you're missing something. Yeah, why don't you go spend some time thinking about it, talking about it with God about it, and then let's get back together. And like you say, give him a space to
right.
be able to move forward and see, think about what you're looking for. What are you looking for? Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And see, God says a ministry of reconciliation is all about the heart.
Right.
He said, that's what I'm looking for. Do you have a heart to surrender to me or not? See,
mm-hmm.
if you do, we'll get there. If you don't, and you take a hard position, and you take a self-centered position, we're never going to reconcile.
Right.
it requires a softness to say, I'm willing to process truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if they're not willing to, you'll know it and I'll know it and I'll tell you what to do with that. But what we're looking for is inviting them to say, don't you want to at least try this, you know, process this? And so I love that you said, give them some space. He said, okay, so if there's a softness, what you do is you work it through to the solution that's satisfactory to you and, mm-hmm. and to them. Okay, I'll do this differently. You know, hey, Linda, I'm going to work at not being late. And if I am late, I'm going to text you that I'm going to be late. And of course, I've got to work at this so that I'm not late much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe it's my schedule and I got to deal with that. And okay, that's satisfactory to Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, and we talked about this, you got to build trust
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you're walking with God. And this is an important thing for you and your relationship with God. Okay, that's all. Then it can be reconciled at the moment. I feel good about the answer. I say yes. Now, at that point, and they've reconciled that with me, or I've reconciled that with Linda, what would be important for Linda about that situation? I've let it go.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I can't still have an edge
right.
where I'm still holding a little bit of a root of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really gone to a acceptance of the resolution. Because if I've accepted it, mm-hmm. that means I've released it.
Right.
Really. I don't hold on to this at all. I don't bring it up again. I don't remind you of it again. I don't even think about it anymore. If I don't honor what I say, it'll come back.
Right.
That's legitimate. No problem. But if I'm honoring what I'm saying, she can't say a month from now, yeah, but you did this a month. Wait a minute. I thought we had that resolved.
Right.
And satisfactory. You said you were good with it. So if you're not good with it, we got to go deeper. Why are you not good with it?
Right.
By the way, and it could be what you brought up before. Actually, I have some roots of bitterness about other stuff.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's deal with that and see what we're trying to say. This is why it's so critical is that as you're learning this, it's probably going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
For that to be resolved, and there's other stuff laying there, and that has to get resolved, and it may take a while. I would say Linda and I, when we first learned this, probably I would say a full year to a year and a half to get through all the stuff that had been built up,
mm-hmm.
And it just became thing after thing after thing. And oh yeah, what about this? And oh yeah, what about this? And, yeah, okay, I see that, I understand that. Let's go resolve it. We started to recognize is that, well, why would you not?
Right. Well, and what you guys saw too, and I've heard you talk about this so many times, is you are on the same team.
Yeah.
You know, you both want the same thing. You do want to live reconciled, especially when you're talking about with your spouse. You want unity.
Yeah.
You want to walk into God's best. And so it's worth it to you to put in the work, to take the time, to learn to do this well, to literally redo systems. You know, when you're talking about things that we're coming to each other for forgiveness for and reconciliation, a lot of times you're talking about some deep-seated systems that we have grown up with learning on, this is how I communicate, this is how I respond because of some real things that have gone on. And so right. it actually takes time to change those systems and to rewire your neural pathways to have a right. different response, right?
Right. That's right. Yeah. And the willingness, you know, to, you know, let's keep going and let God guide us to freedom, total freedom. And he'll alert you as, hey, you're not quite there yet, you know, and that's okay. See, it's not a bad mm-hmm. thing, but it may not all be resolved overnight, but keep looking at the immediate. Okay. What are we dealing with at this issue? Let's deal with mm-hmm. that. There'll be others. Okay. Let's deal with that. And then guess what? You know, Lynn and I have great freedom. Do we have issues? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we're human beings and we have self-centeredness right. and there's things that we do inadvertently that hurt each other. We got to keep working at it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, other people around us are hurting us all the time. So we got to deal with that. And this is why it's a lifetime of commitment of the process of forgiveness and then understanding reconciliation. Now, if there's a softness, you work it through and you both say, feel good about that solution.
Mm-hmm.
You've understood how you hurt me. Your solution is good. I feel good about that and I accept it. And are you good with it? Yes, we are reconciled.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go forward. And then yeah. we're talking about, okay, I got to keep honor in that, one. And two is, if there's other things there, God will bring that out too. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's go to that one. Let's go to that one. See, I'm reconciled only on this particular thing.
Right.
And the key is, I don't bring it up anymore. If that other person is honoring what they said, mm-hmm. I don't bring it up anymore. It's truly gone. It's truly released. I'm good. Okay, now, what happens? Nope, I'm not going to talk to you about it. Or I talk to you about it and I get hard. I respond with defensiveness. I don't care how you feel. It's your fault. All those things happen and we're not getting anywhere.
Right.
Okay. What do we do with that? Okay. Mm-hmm. He said, well, number one, I got to show you something. He said that you got to understand. Go to Romans 12, 17 to 19. And we'll come back to the full discussion in this chapter 12 of Romans. But he said, I need you to understand something right away.
Okay. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord.
Okay. So remember, we've come down to this point where they are not willing to resolve the injustice that they've done to us.
Mm-hmm.
We still feel it. It's not resolved. There's not a solution. And they've actually moved away from even working that through.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't appear I'm going to wind up with any kind of a solution that they would have to do to satisfy this situation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, number one, when that happens, and by the way, it's going to happen, don't take vengeance yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now at that point, what would we like to do?
We would like to sometimes.
Yeah. Is that, and it's out of this thought of, but doesn't justice have to be served?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not willing to let it be right. So don't I have to take the burden of making sure they set it right?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, no. Why? It takes two parties. You can't control their free will, and their free will isn't going to resolve this injustice because they don't have a heart to. Mm-hmm. And he said, so number one, as you now go forward with this, you got to get settled in your mind. It's not your burden to take vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he actually says, vengeance is mine. I'll take care of it. Now, he will, by the way. Now, we have a hard time with that because
mm-hmm.
it says it doesn't look like it. It seems to me they're happy-go-lucky and they're successful, and it doesn't seem to matter one iota to them, and I don't see mm-hmm. them having you set it straight. And God says, don't worry, I will. It'll be my timing, my process, and I'll be inviting them because they're not reconciled with me, and they're living under curse, and they're going to be cursed. Sometimes I'll show you, but a lot of times I won't show you. He said, but for you, I don't want you involved with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you thinking about it. I don't want you thinking you have to. I don't want you plotting it, how you're going to do it.
Mm.
Because why? Now think about why. Vengeance is not something I want you involved in. Just fundamentally, how come?
That's going to steal your joy too. For one thing, it will keep you captive and it'll keep you from walking fully into the goodness and the things that God has for you to walk out that day.
Right. And so what happens is he says, your mind then gets occupied with this and it's consuming you. And he said, it's real simple. Are you free? No. Because why? I'm plotting vengeance about something that I can't control.
Right.
And probably even as I plot vengeance, I'm not even sure if I can even fulfill that anyway.
Right.
Because it doesn't involve me. And he said, now think about this. Who's bothered by their lack of willingness to be reconciled? You.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that's sinking into negative emotion. You're the one who's sinking into roots of bitterness. You're the one sinking into occupying your mind with things that you can't even be responsible for, and it's not healthy for you to be responsible mm-hmm. for. He said, think about this. Does the other party care at all? No. Does it bother them at all? No. Who's it bothering? You.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I care about you. I want you to have freedom. And he says, number one, release the need to have vengeance.
Right.
And we'll come back and talk about this. He says, now leave room for wrath. I'm going to do it. So get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about what that means. And then vengeance is mine. I will repay. Don't worry. I will. So mm-hmm. he said, keep thinking as you're moving down this path now of they're not going to reconcile. Number one, do not take on the burden of vengeance yourself.
Right.
You've got to release that. Okay, now why? I don't want you burdened by it, one. Two, I need you to pay attention to my instruction next, because I'm going to resolve this for you. It's not going to be resolved for them because they've already chosen their path.
Right.
They're not willing to be reconciled to me at all because they're not willing to process the truth. And because they've rejected you, they rejected me. That's what brings about the cursing to them, is that justice will be served and it'll be absolute. But for you, I can resolve this for you so you're free. And I need your attention on that. If you're plotting revenge, he says, you're not going to be able to hear what I have to say take the steps that I have for you. So he said, number one, do not even think about revenge and get that off. Let's go. Let me resolve it. And we'll get into that next. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for that beautiful instruction. Don't take revenge at all. Vengeance is yours and you will repay. And as far as we're concerned, we are to stay in peace, even through the process. And so guide us into, okay, what's next? What do we do next to then process through to a resolution to us when people are not willing to be reconciled? And so give us that truth and that understanding as we walk forward in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.